Hi and welcome back. So this is video number 31, because we just did video 30 about being happy, about enjoying life, because it's meant to be fun and you're meant to bounce around in the morning and get up and enjoy life and just keep smiling and force yourself to smile and, you know, see the good things and stuff. Yeah, so happiness is really important, guys, but it is something really that you have to get into the habit of doing, yeah. And by the way, you can see I'm not stinky anymore either. It's a new day, a new fresh look and everything else, yeah. So feeling good myself, so ready for this video, yeah. So helping people is a really, really important thing about life, because there's dynamics, there's ecosystems, there's chemistry, there's all sorts of things that go on in the universe outside that we don't even know about. We don't even understand, you know, and that's part of what the law of attraction is, you know, about the law of reciprocity. I said it just about, yeah, which means that when you give, you also receive in some way, yeah. So we live in a different world nowadays, guys. We talked about this earlier on, yeah. So, you know, we walk around the streets every day, we do our shopping, we keep ourselves to ourselves, you know. We look at people as we wander by, you know, we see the homeless people lying on the street. And, you know, I even seen a thing the other day, right, on Facebook, that was about benches that put rods up in the middle of the night so homeless people couldn't sleep on them. You know, you have to question yourself, what sort of world do we live in? Do you know that a lot of homeless people now are actually the soldiers that were fighting for us? Yeah. And whether you believe in war, whether you believe in what the politicians say or whatever, or whether you believe that soldiers may deserve it because that's what they signed up to, they're people just like me and you. Everyday people that want to do well in life. They don't want to be lying on the street. They come out the army. You know, they lose their family because they've got depression, anxiety and everything else because of what they've seen. Because they've seen their friends get killed, they've had bullets flying past their heads, they've been in situations that none of us could even understand or even make any sense of. So when you walk past these people, don't just think that they're there because they've done something wrong. Sometimes in life, we don't have to do anything wrong at all. You know, I lost my job after 17 years. It took me 9 months to get another job. I was very, very close to losing absolutely everything if I didn't get another job. So that could have easily happened to me. I could have been on the streets myself. Could have been. Look at the old people around us. The old people, or in my generation anyway, again, we're in the war. You know, they had hardship like we would never believe. You know, food tokens, milk tokens, you know, didn't have enough to feed the families, you know, the bombs going off everywhere, the houses getting blown up. And yet, to this day, they're still walking around, they're still being happy. And all we need to do is help them. Do you know what I mean? If you know there's an old person out there that lives next door to you or whatever, go and see them. Go and say hi, check that they're okay, spend half an hour with them, cheer them up, make them feel good. You know, if you see an old lady or an old man crossing a road, go and help them. If you see a pregnant lady or a lady with kids, open the doors for them for the prams to get through and stuff. Don't walk around, excuse me, tickly throat, with your eyes closed to what's going on around you, because one day you could be in that situation. And you will be sitting there hoping that someone will come and help you. Yeah? And to be fair, right, helping people is the greatest thing to do on earth. Yeah, that's what we were meant to do. You know, we're tribes people. We work together. We help each other. We do things together. You know, and you shouldn't look around and see other people suffering. Do everything you can to help other people. And that law of reciprocity will come back to you. So when you are kind to other people, they will be kind to you. Yeah? So no point us sitting there on our own feeling sorry for ourselves, saying no one comes to visit me, you know, life's crap, this, that and the other. Because if you don't go and visit anyone else, they ain't going to come visit you. You know what I mean? So little things like that, guys, we need to just open our minds, be nice to people, help people, do every little thing that you can to make sure that the people that you see, the people that you see struggling, you can go and help as well. And one of the things I really love, there's a program on telly at the minute, and it's like the builders thing, where all the community chucks in to help certain families because they can't afford to have like the houses renovated and stuff, you know, and one of the family is disabled, you know, and they all club together and they put the money forward and they do all the houses up. And it's just amazing, you know, that when people work together, how much value we can give to other people. So always be kind to people. Go out today and look for someone that you can be kind to. Like I said, if you know there's an old person living by you, go and see them, because they're probably lonely, right? Go and see them, have a chat, have fun with them, listen to what they've got to say. Really interesting old people are. They've got knowledge that you would never, ever, ever come across unless you take the time to sit down and talk to them. So go out there, go and do it today, do it straight after this video. Go and find someone you can be nice to, all right? Promise me, you're gonna promise me you'll do it? Okay, cool. So that's the end of this video. And tomorrow's video is why the world needs great people and how you can contribute to making it a better place, yeah? All right, so I'll see you in tomorrow's video. Take care, see you soon, bye-bye.